This is essential in us moving towards becoming more resilient and doing our part to combat against climate change, Madam Speaker, so we must not dismiss this or easily dismiss this. It should also be noted that each one of the buildings in the port have been designed to accommodate solar panels. As Energy Minister, I am proud of this and I am happy for this kind of investment and thinking in the development of future infrastructure in the light of climate change and building resilience and energy prices as they soar globally, Madam Speaker. We speak, by the way, of the new sewer line that has been completed. But we sometimes speak of it as by the way, but we do not properly assess or even focus on the improvements to our marine environment that this sewer line is bringing. And I would like to draw that to the attention of the Parliament here today, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, in closing, I just want to highlight the fact that the project that is being implemented is going to achieve the objectives, and it's achieving the objectives within budget and within the time period. That is a rare thing to speak about within this global time. And I would like to highlight some of the challenges that would have been experienced during the development of this port. These challenges include COVID-19, Hurricane Elsa, the eruption of the Last Ufre volcano, and our recovery after, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, the project that is being accomplished within the western portion of Kingston is a true display of our resilience and brilliance of our people and of our nation.